Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Twist and shout.
Twist and shout.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Have a great visit with our good friend Steve Martin. Stephen Martin is the author of Instant Profits. And Steve, tell us how we can find you and your books online. And folks, if you listen to what Steve says, make a note of it and go there. If you'll follow Steve, if you'll keep up with what he's doing, you will be more successful. You will be more profitable. One little tiny step at a time. Steve, go ahead.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's www.profitpro.us.
All right. Profitpro.us. They can find all your books there. And if they tell you that they heard about you from me, will you love them up a little bit? You give them a little bit of a little extra love?
You betcha, Jim. Right. Special discount pricing for Jim Blasingame listeners.
There you go, folks. Be sure to tell him that. Steve, we're talking about innovation, what you call the innovation imperative, meaning you have to innovate. And one of the things that I think happens, I think a lot of small business owners don't realize how much they actually do innovate. I think it's just, it happens so naturally. It's often a reaction to something. It's some kind of stress, some kind of pressure from somewhere. And they wind up having to innovate. But I would like for them to think about it more in terms of looking forward to innovating, and then maybe even being a little, instead of waiting on the pressure, maybe you anticipate the pressure and then create true innovation. And talk to us about that and how that can help us to be more profitable and therefore more successful.
Well, Jim, you raise a really good point. There are really several levels of innovation in terms of how you look at it over time. One is to be reactive, and that's really the survival kind of response. The other is responsive, which is to recognize what's going on right now and develop a new product or service or way of doing business to respond to that. And the other is the proactive approach or the forward-looking approach. And what you're suggesting, Jim, is that people stop, take a look at what's going on now, project what looks like it's going to happen in the future, particularly in terms of your customers and their needs and wants, and develop something that is forward-looking, that will be addressing that need that's coming down the pike rather than the one that's already right there in front of you at the moment.
And let's talk about what that might look like. My friend Joel Barker has a video on the business of paradigms where he tells a story about how the lady was driving down the road and a guy comes around the corner in another vehicle and he yells at her, "Cow," and it made her mad, and so she yelled back, "Pig," at him. They had that little exchange, right? But to which, and then she turned the corner and ran into the cow. He was trying to warn her. So sometimes customers ask us for things or demand things or they do something and it offends us. We think they're calling us a cow, and when the truth is they're just trying to give us a little notice. Little things that customers tell you, little things that you see, might be irritating at the beginning, but it might become something that's the norm down the road that you need to pay attention to. What do you think about that?
I think that's excellent. First, the story, of course, is wonderful in terms of giving us a little bit parable to learn from. The challenge, Jim, is that we're usually so busy trying to get the job done today that it's tough to look at tomorrow. So the recommendation that I make for addressing the innovation imperative to try and look down the road is actually to stop once in a while, like once a month or once a quarter, and look for those signs that are coming that are not necessarily obvious to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's that person that's yelling, "Cow." And to just stop and say, okay, what have I learned in this last 4 weeks what are my customers telling me? What do I, or what do I want to know about my customers so that I can do a better job down the road?
What have people said? How have they behaved? How have they reacted? Maybe they didn't react. Maybe they didn't yell cow at us. Maybe they answered with their feet and their clicks or their or whatever. But for whatever reason, you know, sales are off or whatever. Why did this happen? Is it the economy or is it because of something we're doing? But one of the things about the difference between the change and innovation, Steve, is if you react to change, you're a crisis manager more than anything. But if you think about yourself as an innovator, now you're being proactive and you avoid crisis management. And we all know crisis management is way too expensive.
Yes, that's exactly right. If you can predict something and be ready for it or actually avoid the occurrence of something happening, you're better off than trying to fix something when it's broken already.
Mm-hmm.
It'll also
prevent you if you're thinking a little bit forward. It'll also prevent you from jumping on the next shiny object that comes up because you will have thought about those things a little bit more.
Yes, that's exactly right. The idea of when you run a small business is to run business simulations, and
right.
That seems like a big word, but really all it means is to sit down and think about the what ifs. What if I do this to my business, or what if this happens around me? What would I do in my business?
Folks, if you could start doing that more, if you could start doing what Steve just said, more what ifs instead of oh my God. If you spent more time in your business saying what if, then you'd spend a lot less time saying oh my God, and that would be better for you. Steve, give us the website again, please.
www.profitpro.us.
And mine is smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can find all the things that Steve has done with us over the years. Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.